Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Latest hog and pig numbers were out just before the Christmas holiday. All eyes clearly have been on China and the spread of African swine fever there. Bob Brown is a meat industry consultant out of Edmond, Oklahoma. He says U.S. producers apparently have started paying a close attention last summer, with numbers showing up this year.
Just looking at the last 28 weeks of hog slaughter, starting in June of this year through last week, FI hog slaughter totaled 70.7 million head. That was up about 3.7 million or 5.5% over the same period in the prior year, which says to me that the USA pork producers started expanding in August of 2018. With the first time they heard news of ASF in China, it looks to me like that they started holding more gills.
And Bob Brown says it looks like, if anything, USDA is actually playing a little bit of catch-up in the actual hog numbers that are out in the country.
Through about October, when we started pushing Saturdays up to over 300,000 head, then we started to get slaughtering margins pushing up towards record highs. And the month of November, it looks like that hog slaughtering margins could have been record high, which again, it's pushed right back down on the hog price. So it's kind of a shame that we're in this large export time. Even though we have record production, we're also probably shipping record amounts overseas, and that the hog producers so far really have not gotten to benefit from that.
Bob Brown believes that the margins for packers are going to start trending downward, and that should help bring upward momentum to the hog market, giving some benefit back to the producer of this record volume headed into the international market. Counting today, we've got three trading days for our agricultural futures, and for that matter, the stock market as well, for 2019. There will be a full day of trade next Tuesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, before we take a pause for the New Year's celebration on Wednesday, January 1st. Starting Thursday morning, January 2nd, it's trade for 2020 for ag futures, stock market, and more. Starting next Thursday as well, we'll start seeing our auction barns reopen. Many of them will be taking the balance of next week off as well. But the first full week of January, starting January 6th, we'll get all of our auction barns, livestock auction barns, pretty well back on their weekly schedules for the new year, 2020. Speaking of the first full week of January, First National Meeting of Note happens that week, 8th through the 10th of January, the Beltwide Cotton Conference down in Austin, Texas. You've got farm news on Ron.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
That's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.